are listening to Get Real Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to Get Real. And as you can see, I've got a very special guest with me virtually in the fishbowl today. This is a very special friend of mine from many, many years ago. It just happens to be one of the first artists that I worked with. Michelle, what was that? What, back in 2006? Sometime?
Yeah, I think 2008 is when I came down.
That's right. It was 2008. This is Michelle Hotelling. She is coming to us via the World Wide Web all the way from New York. And Michelle, I had her on a previous podcast that I did many years ago, and it actually turned into a small concert here in Charleston. And Michelle, what is one of your favorite things about Christmas?
I think I'm so nostalgic. I love everything about past Christmases, old Christmas cards, memories of when I was a child. And I like to recreate all of that for my nieces and my family now.
That's really special. There is a lot of nostalgia that goes with Christmas. And for me, one of the things that's very nostalgic to me is Christmas music. And I'm talking about good Christmas music, not just simply having a wonderful Christmas time, which makes me want to beat my head against the wall every time that I hear it, but songs that have substance, songs that have meaning to them and that are very well constructed. And that leads me into what we're going to do during this edition is we're going to feature the Christmas music of some of the artists that I've worked with throughout the years. And I thought very fitting and very appropriate to start with Michelle because she was the first artist that I worked with. And Michelle, what is the first song that you would like to share with us today?
Merry Christmas, Darling by the Carpenters.
Nothing like a good Carpenters song for Christmas. No.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. With you.
Cross and DJ Daddy, and we just wanted to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I hope that you enjoy my original Christmas song, Snowflakes. It is all my favorite Christmas memories wrapped into one song. So I hope that you find some things that maybe are your favorite Christmas memories too. And I hope that it reminds you of the reason for the season. We love you guys. Milu loves you, right, Milu? Some fluffy Christmas love. And I hope that you have the best holiday season. God bless.
Slip on my skates, a chill on my face, rosy cheeks, the wind in my hair. A beautiful day, a winter escape, and the scent of pine in the air. Watching the snow fall like crystal rain, this season's come again. I love the snowflakes in your eyelashes, cold days, cozy with Christmas cheer. It's my favorite time of year. Sipping cups of cocoa by the fire, sing along to songs we know by heart, by heart. Decorate the Christmas tree with things we made when we were three. Putting up those twinkly lights, movies there in black and white. And I love the season and the reason for it all. It all. Bundled in the cold, playing in the snow as flurries fall from the sky. Stay out till we're frozen and then we go and eat gingerbread cookies inside. Together with family and friends, the season's come again. I love the snowflakes in your eyelashes, cold days, cozy with Christmas cheer. It's my favorite time of year. Sipping cups of cocoa by the fire, cold days, cozy with Christmas cheer. It's my favorite time of year. Sipping cups of cocoa by the fire, sing along to songs we know by heart, by heart. Decorate the Christmas tree.
Hey guys, this is Barry from Reflection of Glory, and you're listening to my version of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, one of my favorite Christmas hymns. Hope you guys enjoy it, and have a Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
With me right now for our Christmas compilation, I have Jenna Parr. And Jenna just released a new Christmas song that she's done her version of. Jenna, can you tell us about the song that you just released and what you're going to share with us?
So I just released my new rock cover of Mary, Did You Know? It's probably a little different from the normal versions that you've heard, but I thought it'd be really cool to, you know, take this classic song and rock it up a little.
And this is Mary, Did You Know? By Jenna Parr.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water?
So with us right now, we have Shannon and Jay Graham from, let me do this right, the band Worldbreaker. Did I do that good? You like that?
Yeah, we got it.
You got it.
All right. Shannon, I have to ask you, it being Christmas, what are you baking right now?
Oh, goodness. Okay, so on the list so far, because we're a little ways out, I have dark chocolate and raspberry homemade granola, old-fashioned custard pie. I've got a cranberry crumble, a cherry pie. I'm going to attempt for the first time since I've never made it before, surprise, is pecan pie. Let's see. And of course, we had pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving, but it's one of his favorites. So I make it for Christmas as well. And I do believe banana bread, good old fashioned banana bread, is on the list. And I still have tons of random Christmas cookies to do. So.
Okay, so we're just going to stop right there, everybody. I am going to go over to their house and.
Come on over.
Please come over.
Jay, you guys, the band Worldbreaker, has a Christmas song that you would like to share with us. Can you tell us about the song and tell us the title of the song?
So around this time last year, we released a song called Emmanuel, and it's an instrumental, but it was pretty much written by her playing the piano, and then I kind of supposed some metal into it.
That's what I'm talking about.
We had a couple that we were planning on doing this year, but this year just got away from us. So I would like to do an EP. Christmas EP for next year. So hopefully we can get that rallied up.
Stay tuned. Yeah.
And you better believe we'll be ready for that Christmas EP over here.
Yep.
You know, you should do a box set, Shannon, where you get not just the EP, but like baked goods with it too. I mean, I would be all over that.
That's a good idea.
Buy a CD, get a box of cookies.
Exactly. Well, guys, Merry, Merry Christmas. And this is Worldbreaker with Emmanuel. Now we're going to go to the other side of the pond, over to the UK, to my good friend Peter from Peter118 in the UK. Peter, how you doing, man?
Hi, Glenn. Good to be back. I'm doing okay. Getting ready for Christmas.
How's the baby doing?
Okay, she just turned one about a week ago.
Wow.
So Daisy's becoming a bit more active. We tried to get her to go to sleep at church this morning, but she wasn't having it. So her routine's a bit messed up today.
Well, I'm glad you could make it with us. And you've been busy over there. You've got a new project in the works. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So I've got a new kind of metal side project going on called PJF, which means Put Jesus First. Because of lockdown and COVID, Peter 118 has been unable to gig. So we've only managed to get in about, what, three or four practices in since March. We're having a band practice tonight, but that'll be the last one until next year. So I'm still writing music, but what happened is I wrote a song, and I've been working with a metal producer down in Leicester. So I went down to his studio, and out came PJF. So we did one song called See It Through, and I've just had the mix back from a second track, the second PJF track, and that was done by a producer in America, from Nashville.
I like the sound of it, a little bit more metal side. You got the punk going on, you got the metal going on, and man, it's Christmas, and I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. And over there in the UK, Peter, what is one of your favorite Christmas traditions?
Well, we have a Christmas Eve party. So I'm quarter Polish. So the Polish celebrate Christmas on New Year's Eve. So we keep a bit of that tradition. So my dad comes around Christmas Eve, and we have like fish and a Christmas meal, and exchange some gifts. And then it leads on to Christmas Day, where he comes around again, and we have, you know, dinner with the family. So that's kind of, you know, we stick to that tradition. So it's like a double party.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. And Peter 118 has a Christmas song that I'd like you to intro for us. Can you intro the song for us, please, Peter?
Yeah, this is Merry Christmas to You by Peter 118.
Merry Christmas, Peter, and thank you for joining us.
Fun. Thank you.
Hey, this is Barry from Reflection of Glory again. And this is God Rock You Merry Gentlemen, because who doesn't love rock instrumental versions of Christmas music? Merry Christmas.
This is Ashley Warhol from the band Warhol. We are wishing you such a Merry Christmas, and you are now listening to Amazing Grace, My Lord, My God, written by myself and my father, Larry Warhol. Enjoy.
Live me with amazing
Michelle, I'd like to thank you for joining us for this special Christmas edition. It kind of reminds me of the Yule Log. Do you still have that up there in New York during Christmas, the Yule Log on TV?
It's basically on starting mid-October in my apartment.
That was a big highlight for my sister, my mom, and my dad and I. I always found it fascinating watching the Yule Log with the Christmas music in the background. Now, we had a real fireplace, and my mom explained it to me this way, because she grew up in the New York area, and so did my dad, is that the reason the Yule Log started on television was because people in their apartments don't have fireplaces. Do you have a fireplace over in your apartment?
Gorgeous fireplace that has been blocked in by wood and filled in, so I can't use it. So the Yule Log's going, and then I have just a beautiful fireplace that's useless.
There you go. Well, we're going to finish this edition with another one of your songs. Can you share with us what song this is?
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And I love the Judy Garland version. That, talking of nostalgia, that is something that just makes my heart sing. So I recorded this a few years ago. This is actually the last Christmas song that I recorded.
And everybody that's been watching this edition and everybody that's been with us the past couple of years, Merry Christmas again, Michelle. Thank you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that will last. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now from now on.
the fates.